This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
I'm not a huge Beyonce fan.
I don't really know her music that much, except when I was a boy or something.
Listen Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Sheebrick with a pass left corner, head open, three for the tie, good! Riley Head knocks down a three!
According to Jim, is your home for the McPherson Bullpup.
Pyle dribbling in, and a one-handed jam! This place is rocking, and Pyle with 15 as he slams it down with authority!
Everything happening in the sports world.
Could be another one.
Here comes Jake with a left-handed jam! Boy, we're rolling here at the lineup!
And even some things not happening in the sports world.
Steve has a great feel for Lifetime movies, despite 5 minutes ago saying, I don't know what Lifetime movies are.
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's Jim Joyner and Steve Sell.
Let's do this thing. Another edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or for those of you listening online, worldwide, at midkansasonline.com. I'm Jim Joyner. Joining me as always, the most popular man in McPherson, the man who looks like he could be taking on Rafael Nadal later today, dressed in his white polo shirt, Mr. Steve Sell. You're looking good, Steve.
Well, thank you.
This is a good look for you, I'm
telling
you.
Thank you. Yeah.
It's sort of, what do you call the shorts? It's a turquoise?
Aquamarine, maybe?
Ooh, aquamarine.
Yeah.
So those are his shorts.
Yeah.
He's got a white polo shirt with a little bit of green on the
collar. It doesn't exactly match the shorts.
And then on the end of the sleeves, what's the little logo on your left arm?
Swinging Bridge Golf Tour.
Oh, it's another Swinging Bridge.
Oh, yeah. This is the
old
one.
So how many Swinging Bridge shirts do you believe are in your closet?
I think there's six total, if counting this one.
I know there's a purple one.
Yeah.
A pink one.
Orange one.
Yeah.
Black one.
That one.
Maroon one.
It's pretty good.
One. Yeah.
You are Mr. Swinging Bridge.
They didn't give us a shirt this year, though.
What?
We got a Titleist golf hat with Swinging Bridge on it.
Is that okay? Do you like that?
I want the shirt.
Well, yeah, so you could have the Lucky Seven.
Because those were like $50 shirts, probably, they used to give. Not this one, but the ones that we've got in the last few years, those were like $50 shirts.
Well, just go up to the store you like to go to, the thrift shop.
Oh, yeah.
And go get you a $50 shirt.
There you go.
What do you think a $50 shirt in there would look like?
I think I could get 20 shirts for $50 there. It's a great place to go get golf shirts, though.
Well, Steve, we're back on schedule a little bit today. The auction ran us a little bit long. Have you had any of that delicious Woody's barbecue out there?
I can't do barbecue. It just doesn't.
What does that mean? I can't do barbecue.
It doesn't settle with me very well.
Is it the sauce? Is it the meat?
It burns. It burns my chest.
Okay. Has this always been a thing, or is this
always
a new thing?
Now, I can eat brisket. Brisket's okay, but the flat out barbecue. I mean, the brisket.
That's hard for you.
Yeah, I can eat the brisket though.
Now let's say we take a little pulled pork and put it on a pizza. Does that change your mind a little?
Probably
bit?
Would.
You could eat that.
I could probably eat that.
What if we put it in a lasagna?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, you could eat that.
Oh yeah.
That wouldn't unsettle
all day
you.
All day long.
Now, Steve, I also learned yesterday before we talk about sports. I guess this kind of does have to do with sports. It's water sports. I learned yesterday that you were not a man of the lake.
No.
You've never been a man of the lake.
I have not been. My dad used to take me fishing, and he always wanted to be out there like 3 hours. 20 minutes, I was good. If I hadn't caught anything in 20 minutes, I wasn't going to catch anything. My sister loved to fish with my dad, so I was kind of banished to the, you know, wherever.
They just left you on the
shore. Yeah, they went out fishing, and they left me at
to memorize all those presidents.
That's right.
State capitals.
State capitals.
You're just sitting on the dock with your legs hanging over.
Yeah.
Going, all right, president number 13.
Yeah, yeah. President 13 would be, I want, ooh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Pope, Taylor, Fillmore.
Okay.
Pierce is 14.
Millard?
Millard Fillmore. Millard Fillmore. I like to call him Millard.
Well, that's pretty good. Well, Steve, we want to talk a little bit later on in the show today about the All-Star game. We talked about it a little bit more narrowed, talking about rosters, where it's going to be coming up next week. But I want to talk about it in a little more open setting, and you'll understand what I mean in a little bit. Did you happen to catch any of the NBA Summer League last night?
I was covering pipeliners.
So that's a no.
That's a no.
Well, the games run late out there, Steve. It's Las Vegas.
Well,
2 hours behind.
But you know, but 10 o'clock rolls around. I left the Pipeliners game. It was back to bed.
Good night for them.
Oh yeah, snapped them.
First good night in a while.
Them and the Royals both snapped their 10-game losing streak.
Yeah, woo!
Yeah, and they beat the number 2 team in the league, which was really it was just a tremendous ball game. I really enjoyed myself last night.
I think the Royals beat the number 2 team in the Central Division.
Well, that didn't say anything.
Especially when the
Twins are like 13 games under 500.
But hey, they scored some runs.
Yeah.
First time that they scored more than 5 runs in 30 games.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's just amazing. They had 15 hits last night. Alex Gordon drove in his first 2 runs since June the 9th. He had not driven in a run since June the 9th. And Adalberto Mondesi.
Say that again.
Adalberto.
No.
Adalberto.
Leave that L out at the beginning.
Adalberto.
Yeah, that's closer.
How about Attaboy?
Attaboy.
Attaboy. Mondesi drove in 4 runs. That's like half the total he's driven in all year.
Raul Mondesi, and then I think his brother's name is Raul Mondesi.
Well,
and then his dad's name is Raul Mondesi.
I just wish Adalberto, whatever the Royals are calling him these days, could hit like his dad. Raul Mondesi...
He was a big-time guy.
Yeah, he played
part of the steroid era.
He played for the Dodgers, and he drove a lot of runs in. He could really hit the ball for
the Dodgers. Adalberto hit a little moonshot last night, a laser beam for a home run.
You know, he looks the part. He's got quick. He's the worst bunter I've ever seen, though. I mean,
for being a 6'1" stringy leadoff type.
Yeah,
of guy.
He pops every time he tries to bunt. He pops it up. But no, it's good for the Royals to get a win last night. Good for the Pipeliners to get a win.
They're not 40 games below 500.
Yeah, they're back ahead of Baltimore. They're still ahead of Baltimore. That's quite a race. Them and Baltimore have a great race going right now.
It's better than the Yankees Red Sox first in the AL East race.
This is for the futility championship, not the world championship.
You know the Royals' luck, they would be in that race with Baltimore and they'd get the number 1 pick somehow. But then the number 2 pick that Baltimore would get would turn out to be like the Clayton Kershaw of the draft.
Yeah, yeah.
And so they should have won a couple extra games.
The Royals know, I mean, it's pretty evident right now. They're either going to pick 1 or 2.
Yeah.
In the draft. So their draft pick next summer, they cannot afford to miss. They have got to. He's got to be a 15-year starter, a near Hall of Famer. If there's somebody out there if there's somebody out there that good, they have got to hit on him. And I can, like you say, I can just see it. Baltimore is probably going to end up. Actually, Baltimore will probably get the number 1 pick. It'll be like 30.
And the number 1 guy will be incredible.
38 wins for Baltimore, 39 wins for Kansas City, or something like that.
Ooh, that would be really bad.
That's brutal.
I remember a story that Dayton Moore talked about with the 2000, and I think it would have been maybe 10 Royals. 2010, 2011.
Is that about when they lost 106?
Somewhere right in there. That they were the second to last team or tied for last going into the final game of the regular season. And that there are a lot of teams that would have lost that game on purpose.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to get the number 1 pick. But that he told the guys, look, I want you guys to learn how to win more than we need that number 1 pick.
That's not the year they swept the Tigers in a final 3-game series.
It might have been that.
They swept the Tigers in the final 3 games, and I think they ended up with Christian Colon is what ended
up. Hey, CC.
Instead of Chris Sale.
Cal State Fullerton.
Instead of Chris Sale.
That would have been 2011, that draft. So, it's an interesting strategy, but
it's called tanking in the NBA.
I think they caught that in Major League Baseball, too. The only difference is, in the NBA, there are some teams that can get 8 games in and go, okay, tank is on. They can go for... Didn't the Nets, a team like that, win like
76.
11 games that long ago?
76ers were real bad here not too long ago.
Trust the process.
Yeah. I still don't quite trust the process, but it's getting there.
Speaking of Dayton Moore, we hope to maybe have him on the show next week.
Yeah.
Big time.
Well, it's not next week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
With the Mack College Bulldog Athletic Banquet.
Right.
He's going to be their keynote speaker, and he's going to be around on Saturday. So we might not have a Dayton Moore live.
But we may have a Dayton Moore tape.
And what I told Steve is that would be on July 28th. MLB trade deadline is the 31st.
Yeah.
I get the feeling that if he was here, we'd go, so what's going to happen with Mike Moustakas?
Oh, wait a minute.
And he'd go, well, I don't know. Maybe we're going to keep him. And then like 3 hours after we're done,
he's going to announce a trade that
Mike Moustakas to the Yankees.
Yep, Mike Moustakas to the Yankees.
But hopefully we'll be able to do that. It would be very fun.
Oh,
that's
it'd be
the same
fun.
Day as the Shrine Bowl.
Yeah.
Where Steve and I will go down there and watch Wyatt Seidel. Who else, the local guys that'll be down there?
Reese Niebel, I believe.
From Heston, okay.
From Heston. I think that's the only...
I thought there was a Smoky Valley guy.
I don't think so.
But I can't remember.
I can't remember. I don't think there is.
But we'll be excited to go down there and check it out. Pitt State, Gorillas. Did you spend much time in Pittsburgh when you were a kid?
Yeah. My uncle had a store, a hardware store in Pittsburgh.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah. My uncle was a podiatrist in Pittsburgh. My aunt still lives.
Is that a foot doctor or a kid doctor?
Foot doctor.
Okay.
And my aunt still lives in Pittsburgh. My aunt.
What's
just,
a kid doctor? Pediatrician?
Yeah, pediatrician.
But a podiatrist.
But my aunt just had her 88th birthday.
Wow.
I think yesterday. Yeah.
In the Berg. So you've got a little gorilla blood in you?
And she ran well, my grandparents both graduated from Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got, lots of ties. Well, but my parents are buried in basically Pittsburgh, just north of Pittsburgh. Yeah, there's a cemetery just north of Pittsburgh. Well, I guess you could call it Frontenac.
Frontenac
and Pittsburgh basically run together. That's why Colgan and Frontenac are such big rivals in all athletics. But, yeah, my parents are buried just north of Pittsburgh.
How long does it take to get from I-Town, Independence, to Pittsburgh? Hour and a half? Hour?
Hour and 10 minutes, probably. Okay. Yeah, it's about 68 miles, I believe.
I've made a lot of treks through southeast Kansas over the last 3 or 4 months. Driving down to Northwest Arkansas.
Yeah.
It is one heck of a ride.
I'll tell
you that. A lot of fun. You get into Labette County, you start feeling
good.
You cross the border into Crawford County.
Boy.
Oh, really feeling good.
Labette County. Ooh. Boy, is it depressing. Independence. Depressing. Southeast Kansas. Depressing. It just kills me to see. Southeast Kansas was very vibrant when I was a kid.
Well, it's because you're a very vibrant guy. And whenever you left, it was not quite as vibrant.
But it got very depressing. I mean, Independence is about 4,000 less people than when I was a kid.
All right, Steve. Let's take a break. When we come back, we want to talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game and talk about it in a grand look at it from many years ago and comparing it to what the event is today. We'll do that next. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Or online at midkansasonline.com.
Back on this afternoon's According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Self. Steve, sort of a short week again.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready for Viva Las Vegas.
Man. Now, next week, we will actually be normal.
A full show?
It's been a long time.
Well, we will not be normal.
No, but
we're never normal.
It'll be the first time we've had normal hours in about 3 weeks.
Steve and I, we're not that normal.
No.
You think we're kind of weird?
Yeah. That's what people say.
I think we are.
That's what people tell us.
I think we're a little different. You have to have a little bit of weird in you to, like, report about sports. You have to have a little crazy in you to want to do that.
Yeah.
But we're a little weird, but we're cool.
Okay.
I think we're cool. I think you're cool. Grady Cooper was in here yesterday saying you were cool.
Well, he wants us to have more NASCAR, though.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I was watching that Daytona the other day. Big wreck.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's awesome.
That's why people watch. They watch for the wrecks.
Does that work for you, Grady? Big wreck. Daytona.
There you go.
I'm taking a tour of it. Grady's a big
fan of the show.
I know he is. He was in here telling us all about it yesterday.
Okay.
All right, Steve. We wanted to talk a little bit about the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And one of the questions I wanted to ask you is, are All-Star games that important anymore?
No.
Because think about the origins of the All-Star game. Let's say it's Babe Ruth, 1927. That's probably around the first time that they were doing them.
33.
That was the first year?
Yeah.
Okay, then perfect.
Babe was kind of...
Home Run Derby.
Oh, no, that's only
It was a little later, like 50s, right?
Oh, no, no, no. Home Run Derby's not been around.
Well, it was just two people, I think, for a while, for a long time.
But no, Babe...
So 33 was the first All-Star game.
Yeah.
So imagine 1933. Let's say Steve Sell is a little Italian-American kid living in the Bronx. And the only teams that Steve would ever really get to see, Yankees, New York Giants, Brooklyn Dodgers... He would probably know a lot about those people, see pictures of them.
Oh, sure.
But pretty much every other team in Major League Baseball, it would be hard. Or let's say you're Steve Sell living in Kansas in 1933, which you were not.
No.
Well, we'll clarify that. You're not that old.
No.
But you would not have any idea of seeing these people. You would hear stories of Babe Ruth and Lou Gehrig and...
Yeah, because
you would want to see them.
There was no TV back then.
And that's part of the reason why the All-Star Game became such a popular thing, is that it was a chance to get all of the best players in the world into a place where everybody could watch them. And especially as TV came along, that was so important, where you think of late 50s, early 60s.
They even had two All-Star Games a year for a while.
Wow.
Back from about, I want to say...
Same guys?
I want to say, yes. I want to say it's from 58... to about 62. I think there was about a five-year stretch where they had two All-Star games a year.
But now, the way that we consume baseball, basketball, football, golf, everything that we consume, it's different. Because if I want to watch Mike Trout, I can pull up my phone
yeah.
and the MLB At-Bat app
yeah.
and watch every game that he plays.
Yeah.
I can type in YouTube, Mike Trout home run videos.
Yeah.
I can go flip on ESPN and see video of him. But a long time ago, you didn't really have that luxury to see these guys. If you did, you maybe listened to them on the radio.
When I was a kid, you had your game of the week with Dizzy Dean and Pee Wee Reese.
Right, you did one game.
Saturday. And then along came WTBS, the Braves, America's team. And boy, were they bad for a long time. That was basically the only team you could watch during the week. And boy, were they bad.
But you get what I mean, that the All-Star Games, when they were created, were for this purpose.
Right.
You get to see all of these guys, and I'm sure if you go back and read some of the advertising that they were trying to promote these games, it's, see all the stars in the world. Well, now, I know who all the stars in the world are.
Mm-hmm.
All the All-Star starters, I know what they look like, I know what their batting stances are like, I know what position they play.
Yeah.
You know a lot about them. And so, it's just different now. Now, it's still a festivity,
well,
and it's fun.
I think the other thing that's hurt the All-Star game is interleague play. Because it used to be just a few interleague games a year. Now, you got the unbalanced schedule. There's 15 teams in each league. I mean, it's no big deal when an American League team plays a National League team. That used to be a big deal. That's not a big deal anymore.
Let's see, when did they decide to start doing interleague play on a regular basis? Would that have been like the late 90s?
Something like that.
I was thinking maybe like 98 or 01. Somewhere right in there is when those teams started playing each other more.
Yeah.
Well, for a while, it was just you'd play the rival. Where the Royals would play the Cardinals in a home-and-home, and that would be about it.
Yeah.
And now the schedule is set up where you play every team from one division every year, kind of like what the NFL does.
Yeah.
Where the Royals will play, let's say this year, well, I think this year is their NL Central year. So they're going to play the Brewers, they're going to play the Cardinals as regular. They're going to play the Cubs,
the Pirates,
the Reds.
I don't think they haven't played the Pirates yet. I don't think
they have either.
They've played the Reds.
They've played the Brewers.
They haven't played the Cubs yet, I don't think.
Cubs are coming up.
Okay.
So there are just a lot of things, and this is the same thing with the NBA, too. And not quite as much the Pro Bowl, because the Pro Bowl is weird, and it's just a different game. But the MLB All-Star Game, when you think back to when it happened, and when they were creating it, it was to get all these guys together, and you can see them. And now, some of the guys just go, I'm not even going to play.
Well, and one thing,
I'm out of
too,
rotation,
and the
rotation,
and throw. And the other thing, too, the rosters have like gone up by about 10. It used to be like a 25-man All-Star team. And it
when you have Aaron Crow as an All-Star that one year.
I just remember the days when I was a kid when you had an outfield of Roberto Clemente in right, Willie Mays in center, and Hank Aaron in left. I mean, Pete Rose was playing third base. You had Joe Morgan at second base. You had Johnny Bench catching. I mean,
you're just talking about the red machine.
Big red machine. But, I mean, it just seemed like back then, almost every guy that played in the game ended up being in the Hall of Fame. Do you think that, and I don't want to get the pistol upset, fan of the show, JT Realmuto from the Marlins is
he's not starting, to be fair.
He's not going to be in the Hall of Fame.
I would be shocked.
Wilson Contreras, you think he's going to end up in the Hall of Fame?
He's a pretty good player. I doubt Hall of Fame.
Nick Markakis?
I would be surprised. Now, Mike Trout?
Yeah, he's a Hall of Famer.
Mookie Betts is on a pretty big tear right now.
Yeah, Manny Machado could be a Hall of Famer someday.
Has Brandon Crawford won 3 World Series?
I think just 2. Okay. I don't think he started on the
team. I don't think he was on the 2010 team.
He wasn't
either.
On the 2010 team, but, you know, Yadi Molina.
How about Aroldis Chapman?
He's a Hall of Famer.
Corey Kluber.
No.
Craig Kimbrell.
No.
Hasn't Corey Kluber won 2 Cy Youngs?
Yeah, but he's...
Chris Sale.
He
Justin Verlander. So, Verlander those Hall could. Of Fame guys are still out there.
Yeah.
It's
but
just
they,
different.
They just don't have the impressive numbers because, for one thing, especially for pitchers, it's every 5 days. Now, back in the old days, every staff, it was a 4-man rotation. Every pitcher threw about 250 innings a year.
And about 250 pitches a game.
Yeah, yeah. And now, you know, bullpens were like, you had one guy that closed.
They were the bad pitchers.
And they were the guys that couldn't. Basically, baseball back in the 70s, 80s, the bullpen was guys that were not good enough to start. They weren't relief specialists. They were fail starters. And now, you know, guys are, they're groomed in the minors to be relievers.
Yeah, when you've got Greg Holland, Wade Davis, Kelvin Herrera.
HDH.
When you've got those guys in the bullpen, it changed the game a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in the Satchel Paige days where he'd throw about 180 of those wind-em-up
pitches. Yeah. Baseball needs guys like Satchel Paige. They need some characters. There's no characters in the game anymore.
What about Salvi? Is he a character?
He was until this year. Now all the joy has gone out of the game for him. Heck, when's the last time we've seen a Salvi splash? Did he do one last night?
He announced he wasn't going to do it as much anymore. Every now and then they'll throw a little splash in.
Well, yeah, once a month now.
Well, yeah, it's hard for them to do
it's
it.
It's hard when you're
when
4
is 10 in a row.
When you're 4-28 in your last 32 games.
It makes it hard to have a Salvi splash. All right, Steve, we'll take one final break and wrap up the show. You're listening to According to Jim, 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim podcast with Jim Joyner and Steve Self. According to Jim is brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Wrapping up today's According to Jim, 96.7 FM KBBE. Steve is calling for some different intro music, even though he loves this song.
Oh, yeah.
A little REO Speedwagon.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat that.
What song are you looking for?
It's called Empire. No, I don't know it's called. Empire of the Sky, I think, is the group's name.
Oh. Does it really get you pumped? How's it go?
I don't know.
Give us a little tune. I can't diddy.
I don't diddy. I'm not a P. Diddy.
You're not P. Diddy?
I'm not P. Diddy. Thank goodness.
Well, Steve, we wanted to hit on this one more time before getting closer and closer to the weekend. The Catch It Kansas Catchy Awards. A lot of bullpups nominated. You've got the list in front of
you. Yeah, and I've posted the story earlier in the week. The Catchy Awards, catchitkansas.com. They have a contest every year.
You can rig the voting, too.
Yeah, you can just vote as many times as you want. They close on Friday. Ben Pyle, got to think he's going to win.
Boys who's he up against? I can't remember.
I don't remember, but he's Mr. Basketball. Taylor Robertson's Miss Basketball. How can she lose?
I think she's up against the Ashton McCory girl
from
Bishop Carroll.
Yeah.
And then I think she's up against a girl whose last name is Backus, who's from Salina Central.
Maya Kretzer for girls wrestling.
I think she's beat about every girl in the area.
She's whooped everybody. So I think Maya's Aislinn Hughes, 32 goals, 18 assists. Who had better numbers in the state than her?
There was a girl at Mays, I think, that had a really good season.
And there's a Mays girl she's up against.
Yeah.
So McPherson fans, you got to vote for Aislinn because she'll get – The Maze Girl get a lot of votes. Ellie Barrett, multi-sport athlete. She won 2 state championships in track and field, was all-state in volleyball. I think she's got a good chance. The MHS girls basketball team is up for 2 awards, 4A Team of the Year, and Story of the Year, coming back from 9 points down
pretty
to beat
story.
Miege. That's a pretty good story. And then as far as the area kids, Kaylee Joannes from Heston for volleyball, 2-time all-stater. She was 3A Player of the Year. Micaiah Russell and Ashley Hubbard from Heston for girls tennis. They won state in doubles. And then Tim Lambert of Smoky Valley.
Timmy.
Boy, we saw him put on a show,
man,
didn't we?
He can fly.
He can fly. Boys Track and Field Performer of the Year, which I don't see how he can't get it. He won 3 events, set a couple state records. And then he's up for Performance of the Year of the performance I just talked about. So let's get out. Go to catchitkansas.com. If you're sitting around, you got nothing to do, go to Catch It. Just stuff the ballot box. Just vote over and
go
over.
Go 2015 and over. Royals on it.
Yeah, yeah. Just stuff it. Just stuff it so these McPherson and area kids can get a catchy. I don't know what they give them. I don't know if they give them a, I don't know if they give them a trophy, a plaque, whatever they do. But
ribbon.
Ribbon.
Medal.
Medal.
What other things could you get? A token?
Gift certificate.
A.
I don't think they can get a gift certificate. That's a violation of Acacia rules, probably.
Yeah, that's I'm sure. Well, I guess they're not in Acacia anymore.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a violation of, like, NCAA rules.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't want to make them ineligible before they even start their college career, so.
It wouldn't be a good start.
No.
Speaking of that, have you read much into the KU subpoena that was issued yesterday?
I have not read.
I haven't read into it either, so I don't want to talk about it now. I didn't know if you had.
I really haven't. But I did do a story at my column on KU yesterday, how they have more players than they know what to do with. Their second team could probably finish fourth in the Big 12 next year. They realistically could.
All right, Steve, before we go, Royals, what do you think they're doing right now in the bottom of the second against the Twins?
Down 4-0.
Well, they're down 3-1.
Wow. Who's pitching today?
I believe it was Birch Smith.
Oh, that's right. I'll bet he walked about 4 already.
Big Birch.
Yeah. Boy, at least I got Ian Kennedy back last night with his 1-8 record, but at least he gives him a professional start. So I wasn't looking for much with Birch Smith on the mound. He's one of those guys, I think he's a Rule 5. He's one of those guys you have to keep the whole year.
Yeah.
And if you don't, if he stinks this year, they can just return him to whoever they got him from. So, and so far he is.
That's what Steve does a lot with clothes.
Yeah, he's not been good.
After he realizes, I don't want these. So he just takes his sweaty gym shorts and takes them back and says, I don't need these anymore. All right, Steve, we wrap up today's show. Tomorrow we'll probably be on just a little bit late, kind of like today, but not too bad. Got to get your votes in on the auction. Get your bids in.
Yeah, and a shout-out to Marcus McDaniel. He announced he's going to Fort A State. He'll be joining Cody Starkle to play baseball.
We wrap up today's show. For Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner and Steve Sell was brought to you by Great Plains Federal Credit Union, Farmers State Bank with branch locations in McPherson, Lindsborg, and Galva, and Brown Shoe Fit in downtown McPherson. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Well, I guess this is-